This is from near the end of On Conan Doyle. For we do come back to Baker Street in the end, to 1890s London, to threatening Dartmoor, to a certain dark night at Pondicherry Lodge, to a bucolic countryside that sometimes rivals in sin the lowest and vilest alleys of the metropolis. Does anyone ever forget the insidious threat found in Five Orange Pips, or the dog that did nothing in the nighttime, or the cipher of the dancing men, or the hideous death inflicted by the devil's foot? Who doesn't shiver at the mere mention of the band, the speckled band, or shudder at the memory of the insidious Professor Moriarty, or yearn to know more of Mycroft Holmes, who sometimes is the British government? As long as readers exist, young people will be discovering Sherlock Holmes and thrilling to the immortal promise, "Come, Watson, come, the game is afoot," as Vincent Sterrett long ago declared. These two will always live in a romantic chamber of the heart, in a nostalgic country of the mind, where it is always 1895.